Congressional Republicans huddle in a retreat in Philadelphia today with President Trump to work on GOP plans for major issues such as health care and politics going forward. Last night, the Massachusetts State GOP committee held its own conclave to work on its future by deciding on the party chair. There was some division, but members reelected Chairwoman Kirsten Hughes, an ally of Governor Baker. Hughes joins us now to talk about what's ahead for the state GOP. Good morning. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me today, Bob.
Would you tell us how you envision the relationship between Massachusetts Republicans and the Donald Trump White House in the next 4 years, since the top Republican in the state, Governor Charlie Baker, didn't vote for Mr. Trump, didn't support him, and now has to find a way to work with him? How's it going to work?
Well, you know, the governor has proven time and again, particularly here in Massachusetts, that he can work with anyone across the aisle, within the same party, even though they might have divisions of opinions on certain issues. He's proven time and again that he can work with anyone of goodwill to move things forward, to make the Commonwealth a stronger and better place to live for Massachusetts residents. He's demonstrated that before. I have no expectation that he will do any differently.
Your counterpart in the state Democratic Party, Gus Bickford, told us yesterday that he thinks Governor Baker should clearly separate himself from President Trump. What's your take on that?
Well, look, Governor Baker's been clear when he's had divisions of opinions with the president on certain issues. But at the end of the day, he has to find a way to work with the administration, work with the folks in Washington to make sure that Massachusetts has adequate funding, that we have a voice in D.C. All of our congressional delegation are Democrats. And so Governor Baker is uniquely positioned as a Republican in the state to work with the administration. So hopefully Gus's rhetoric is just that.
I'm wondering if I might get you to talk about the state Republican Party right now, the inner workings in this way. It seems that there's been a divide in the state GOP for some time now, a divide between moderates and the more conservative people who want the party here to more closely mirror the national party, and especially after the election of President Trump. Your election last night by the GOP state committee was kind of close. Is there a division in the party right now?
Well, look, we're always going to have divisions of opinions on particular issues, but I was endorsed by the Trump for President campaign chairman, Vincent DeVito, in a strong endorsement letter that was released. I have been appointed to the new RNC chairman, Ronna McDaniel's transition team. I serve on a committee at the RNC. So, you know, I am very much on the team as the leader of the party here in Massachusetts. I'm very much on the president's team, on the national team. Again, I have the support of the Trump for President chairman and a majority of the state committee who supported the president. So, you know, I get that there are folks out there who are disappointed with the way things ended up for the president in Massachusetts. He lost by 30 points. But, you know, I disagree with the notion that there is an enormous division. Again, we have divisions of opinions on certain issues, but at the end of the day, we're all interested in making sure more Republicans are elected up and down the ticket in 18.
Well, let's look at the elections in 2018. There's a Republican governor, but no Republicans in the congressional delegation, and the GOP, as we know, is quite outnumbered in the House and Senate on Beacon Hill. Realistically, what do you hope the party accomplishes in the elections next year, 2018?
Well, we're going to make sure that we hold on to the governor's office. We want to make sure that we build on the legislative gains we've been able to make, you know, holding all of our incumbents safe and adding a seat this year. So I want to get some help up on Beacon Hill for the governor and his agenda. And also, you know, make some inroads in the congressional delegation. It's true, we don't have any elected Republicans at this time, but there are some really good districts for Republicans, particularly in 18, when you have a Charlie Baker at the top of the ticket.
But even though there's no Democratic candidate yet, do you expect it to be a tough fight for reelection for the governor?
No matter who steps forward to run against the governor, Charlie Baker has a proven record, a great track record here in the state, as we heard in his State of the Commonwealth address. You know, the lowest unemployment rate we've had in years, possibly the lowest in the nation, 2.7%. He's been able to fix agencies that needed, great attention, the T, Department of Children and Families. He has attracted business here, particularly GE. So the governor is going to have a strong record to point to during that election, no matter who runs against him. And I feel confident that his record will be recognized and will be strong amongst Republicans and Democrats across the board here in Massachusetts.
Kirsten Hughes, chairwoman of the Massachusetts Republican Party, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks so much for having me, Bob.